Good evening, Rabbeisai. Good evening. Chodesh Nissen. Chodesh Nissen. Yeah, Hashem. Yeah, I saw a preacher last week. I was really blown away by this preacher. The preacher says, why is it that in the Chodesh Tishrei, it's very interesting. If you notice Chodesh Tishrei, so of course on Yom Tov, we don't say Tachanun. Erev Yom Tov, we also don't say Tachanun. We of course don't say Tachanun. But in Chodesh Tishrei, you'll notice that from Hasesi Mechuba, for instance, you're going to say Tachanun. No reason why not. And then after Yom Tov, again we say Tachanun in Tishrei, don't we? But when it comes to Nissan, what happens is, Tafon was Chodesh Nissan, that's it, no Tachanun. In the whole month, we don't say Tachanun. And the reason is, the Torah explains that because the majority of the days you've got Yom Tov, you've got Chol Hamoed, majority of days are non-Tachanun days, so might as well leave it for the rest of the month. But that's really strange because we don't say the same in Tishrei. Tishrei is also many days that we don't say Tachanun. Pardon? And therefore, that's what we mean, one more day. Alright. Siyum. Ad Nesiyim. Very good. Very good. That's like the answer. I misunderstood you. Yeah, Nesiyim. Absolutely. The Torah Taker says that. But itself needs understanding. I'm saying, well, what is it exactly? So I saw a preacher. I only saw it last week. I thought it was really interesting. The preacher says something. The preacher on the tool says something interesting. He says that the Kedusha of the days on Nissan are affected. There's so many heilige days, the days are so special, that they're all, there's a knock-on effect. It's the dynamics of the whole month change. And because there's such a gewaltige Kedusha of the days, there's Yom Tov, there's Pesach, there's the Chol HaMoed days, and then more Pesach, so the Kedusha are so powerful, it's such powerful days, that it knocks off the Tachanun of the whole month. Now, of course, we need to understand why this doesn't happen in Tishrei as much as in Nissan. It's a fair question. He doesn't really go into that. But the idea, I think, it's a beautiful idea that it's just the whole, we're now ready, the month of Nissan, our eyes are already geared towards Pesach. I mean, for sure, that's why our wives at home, for sure, they're going to agree to that. It's very single geared, and we're all thinking and concentrating about Pesach. And that, because it's a contradiction in terms, you can't think about Pesach, Zman Cheiruseinu on one hand, and say Tachanun on the other hand. It's a contradiction, it doesn't make sense. So therefore, already from now on, we are geared, we're concentrated, we're focused on Yom Tov, and therefore, Tachanun is out. So, I just want to share with you this preacher. I think it's such a beautiful, uplifting preacher. Okay. Right, we're up to Siman Kuf Tes. We're going to be learning this week Siman Kuf Tes. We're actually in the middle of Sif Aleph. I would like tonight to go a little bit fast. I'd like to finish Sif Aleph and then actually Sif Beis and Sif Gimel hopefully as well. So a little bit faster maybe, just to ensure to complete the Siman. Siman Kuf Yud, which is going to be following in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, is very interesting. It starts with a concept of a tefillah, a short tefillah, then after this, he goes actually into the halachas of tefillah sederech. He goes into actual, this is the siman that teaches us all the halachas relevant to tefillah sederech. Siman Kuf Yud. Quite important, no doubt. And that leads us to Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, which is then halachas of, to be so mechkud ele tefillah. I do not know exactly when we're going to get to that, but that's the next Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, so let us start with Siman Kuf Yud, Kuf Tes. We are up to the middle of Sif Aleph. I'm going to briefly run through the beginning of the Sif just to get the flow of things. Is that okay? Din Echisnaik, Ayochid Lechav Betfilosei Matzibu. How should somebody act with regards to a Tfilah Betzibu? So, again, the underlying yesod is that Tfilah Betzibu, the highest level of Tfilah Betzibu is. What's the most important part of Tfilah Betzibah of davening with a minion? Shmona Esrei. Starting Shmona Esrei with a minion. Not as important is Kaddish, Kedusha, Bochu is of secondary importance, contrary to popular belief. Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hanichnas lebeis haknesses. Somebody goes into shul. V'motzo tzibo mispalanin and he's come late. The minion is davening already. Im Yochel Haschil Veligmoy, if a person can start and finish Kodim Shiagi Yeshleach Tzibo Lektusha, if you can daven. And so they have davening Shmoneh Esrei already. Tzibo is davening Shmoneh Esrei. But you can just start joining, jump into Shmoneh Esrei now, and you'll be able to finish by the time they reach Kedusha or Kaddish. If you're talking about Maariv, Yispalel, start now. If you can finish by the time they get to Kaddish or Kedusha, you can start now. V'adin omen the Kela Kodesh, Shemeh Atfile, Tinungi Kaddish Kedusha. Aval ve'im lav, if you will not be able to start Shmoneh Esrei now and get to Kaddish or Kedusha, depending if it's Shachris Minch Maariv, then Al Yispalel, do not daven unless it's Sof Zman already. So again, the Yisoid is, don't start Shmoneh Esrei if you are late, unless you know for sure you're going to catch Kaddish or Kedusha. Or Kedusha rather, you're going to catch Kedusha if it's Shachris. What happens if you missed even Kedusha? You're really late. You're joining, you're barging into Shul whilst they've finished Kedusha already. So if you can start and finish your Shmoneh Esrei, your own personal Shmoneh Esrei, you can finish your Shmoneh Esrei before they reach Moedim. That's quite a fast davening, isn't it? That's quite, he's getting on with it. All the Shliach Tzibur has got really major chazonis here. So one of the two. So you are managing to finish. You got in Shul after Kedusha. You'll be able to manage to complete the Shmoneh Esrei before he reaches Moedim. What do you think about that? It's quite fast, no? It's quite fast. Okay, so you spell it. If you can do that, okay, so daven. Vim lav, and if not, al yispal it, don't daven. If you won't be able to get to the moedim, which is of secondary importance, if you don't start Shmoneh Esrei if you know you're going to miss moedim. So this fellow came late, he came after Kedusha, but he must ensure to get the moedim together with the minion, at the very least. If you're going to start Shmoneh Esrei now, and you're going to miss the public moedim, don't start now. Leave it, and start Shmoneh Esrei later. V'uadin, similarly, im yochel lehagi ale moedim, if you can reach moedim, oi, or lachz me'apoch sheshoichim bohem, shagish lach tzibach le moedim, if you can reach moedim, or you can reach any other, in fact, Mishneh Berurah explains, it doesn't have to be that you finish a Shmoneh Esrei. It doesn't have to be that you finish the Shmoneh Esrei by the time to reach Moedim. The same halacha will also apply that you can say Moedim simultaneously with the Chazan. The same halacha will apply. Yispal v'im tzorich la'aschil k'dei lismoch gudel tefillah. What happens if a person didn't go that late? He didn't arrive that late, but he's davening a bit slower, and he is now up to just before Shmoneh Esrei. So really, he was meant to wait now, because the tzibur already is middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He was meant to wait until they finish Shmoneh Esrei. But he didn't. He just went on, and he has to start Shmoneh Esrei now in order to be soimich gudel tefillah. So v'geim tzorich la'aschil k'dei lismoch gudel tefillah. If you need to start Shmoneh Esrei because you said already Goal Yisrael, you need to start Shmoneh Esrei now. V'nizdamein lo shmegi shliach tzibur le'moedim. And now the chart is up to moedim. K'shubachas me'abroches. And he's in the middle of one of the brachas. Yishchei imoy, you should bow down together with him. Aval imo betchila oy besoif, betchilos oy besoif olo yishchei. If you're beginning or the end, you should not bow down. She'en shoichim betchilas bocha besoif olo beoves ve'oido. The only time that you should bow down is, for as we know, in oves or at the end by moedim. So the only times that a person should be shoicha is for those brachas, otherwise no. So in other words, the Shulchan Aruch says over here that there is a concept, that a person should not be standing straight whilst the tzibur is saying moedim. Because it looks as if chas v'shalom you're not part of it. Consequently, if you are able, you're now in between brachas, and you are able to now bow down simultaneously whilst they are doing moedim, you should do so. That's the halacha the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Okay. Of course, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, in the middle of quiet Shmoneh Esrei, you won't have to do that. Okay, save base. Him maschil eispalel im shliach tzibur. Okay, what happens if you are davening together?
If you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, quiet Shmoneh Esrei, and they get to moedim, can you bow anyway if you're not in the middle of a bracha?
No, you should not. No. Yeah. Now, this is an interesting halacha. We mentioned that in the previous year. If you are davening the same time the Chazal Hashatz, you are starting to daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. Now, we mentioned that there is a machlokes achronim, to what extent is it considered tefillah b'tzibur. Rabbi said, this could be very relevant. Imagine a person who has come late, and he's missed the Kriyat Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. What should he do now? What's the best way forward? What should he do now? You've missed it. You're a bit late. You're running a few minutes late. Start with the chazan. Good. So the art, some soif and other achronim learn, this, what you can do is you can start with the chazan. There are poiskim who say the fact that you're davening with the chazan, it doesn't make one bit of difference. It's two of you now. It's you and the chazan. It doesn't make it feel a bit tzibur. Other achronim learn that no, the fact you're davening with the chazan, that makes it into a tefillah b'tzibur. It elevates it. Other poskim say that it doesn't make a difference if you're davening with the tzibur. You just have to, as long as you're davening with 10 men, what in middle of Shemona Esrei, davening Shemona Esrei, if you're davening with them, you're considered tefillah b'tzibur. It doesn't make a difference where you're up to and where they're up to. You're davening with 10 men, or rather with 9 men, you have a tefillah b'tzibur. But the Chasam Sofer says, it's not true. Either you have to start simultaneously with the minion, and if you failed to do so, second best is to start davening with the Chazor Hashatz. So either way, what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, how do you do that? If you're davening with the Shatz, if you're davening with the Chazan, how does that look like? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If you're davening with the Chazan, כשיגיע עם השליח ציבור לנקדישוך. When you reach simultaneously with the chazan, the word נקדישוך, יוימה אימוי מילו במילו, כל הקדושה. You should say word by word, the קדושה, exactly the same way in the chazan. כמו שיוימה, like the chazan says, וכן יוימה אימוי, similarly you should say with him, מילו במילו, word by word, Birkas Okela Kodosh, the Birkas Shemeat Filo. You should literally pretend you're the chazan. You should pretend you're a quiet chazan. You should say everything exactly the same way. We spoke about the Doyer Vodoyer, which is what the chazan says. You should say exactly the same than the chazan. Vigam Yicham, Kshegia Shliach Tzibur Lemoidim, Yagia Gamu Lemoidim. You should aim that you reach the Moidim simultaneously with the chazan. Oya Toiv Shim Cholochono Lehoidois, Kidei Shishchem Ashliach Tzibur Moidim. And you should for sure ensure that you bow down simultaneously than the chazan. It shouldn't look like you're bending down a different time than the chazan. You should make sure that you're mamash in pace with the chazan.
To keep kavana and keep check with the chazan is very hard.
It's very hard. It's very hard. But the Shulchan Aruch says you have to do that. You'll have to do that. And it's very, it's yeah.
So you don't say the dovah dovah and the dovah.
You should. Yeah, you should. You should say exactly that. You should pretend to be a quiet chazan. No, that not. Yeah. Yeah, but you should, otherwise you should. Yeah. Right, so that's a good question, actually. So I saw that the post can bring down that you should, if possible at all, you should daven the same nusach than the chazan. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, so yagia gamule moedim, you should try to aim to be the same tandem. Or toiv shim cholachon oloidos, kidei shiishchem ashliach tzibur moedim. Aval chatchila lo yaschila lach hashom haktusha ve'akel hakodosh. Shulchan Aruch Rama says it's not the best way forward. It's not the best kind of tefillah b'tzibur. Ideally, of course, you should not daven with a chazan. You should, of course, aim to have a proper tefillah b'tzibur starting on time. Elo shimutzach lehaschil mekach shoshoy veres, kidei lismach letefillah din hachi. So the examples that the Rama mentions, why could it be that you daven with a chazan? It could either be that it's late in time, and if you wait until after Shemana Esrei, it's going to be Sofzman Tfilah, therefore you have to daven now with the Shliach Tzibur. Or, first example mentioned is that you by mistake tzedur ela gol Yisrael, and therefore you have to now go and get Shemana Esrei done, because you can't delay, you have to semich kudel et tefillah. Either way, it's only if these kinds of cases happen that you should daven, according to Rama, you should daven with the chazan. Otherwise, you should aim, as we mentioned earlier, if you miss it's not the ideal way forward, and rather you should wait until after Shemoneh Esrei, where then you should daven Shemoneh Esrei, the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Gimel. Yachid ha'oimed b'tfila. Person who's davening on his own. V'kshagia le'mokim k'dusha, and when they are reaching k'dusha, ha'yu'atzibu oimim k'dusha desidra. Imagine a person is davening private Shemoneh Esrei, whilst the tzibur is ready up to Avolitzion, the Kedusha, the Siddur, saying the Kedusha at the end of, yeah, you know, Avolitzion, the Kedusha of Avolitzion. Eino oime kodesh imohem. Do not join their Kedusha, or they are saying Kedusha, and you may be up to the place that you should say Kedusha. Don't join their Kedusha, it's the same words, but, Sheina Kedusha Shabbos, it's different Kedusha, really. So just because they are Avolitzion Kedusha, and you're up to the right place in Shemoneh Esrei, you should be saying Kedusha, ignore it. Don't merge. Shein haKedusha Shavuos. V'nireh du'adinim ha'yatzibu oimim kesa, shein ha'oimerim oimim kodosh. Don't, even if they are saying kesa, and you're saying kodosh, hello yishtoy, you should be quiet, v'chav lema sha'oimerim, t'shimea ka'oine. So the rule is, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you're hearing any Kedusha, Kedusha the Sidra, or any other Kedusha, you're hearing, you should just be quiet. And listen, concept of shimea ka'oine. Never join a Kedusha verbally if you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Straightforward? Straightforward. V'yesh oim de Kedushas Kesed, ayin Kedushas Musaf, v'yochim isbal shachis, yoch oloim ayim ohem, teshneim Kedusha Shemoneh Esrei, Kedushas Nshav, v'chein yireh le'ika. The Ramah says, but we don't paskin like that, that if you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you could be hearing a Kedusha, which is the Musaf Kedush and Yabtu Shachis, then you may be joining them. But the Poskim say that we don't do that. Right. Okay, that leads us to Simon Kuf Yud. Hayoytze Lederech, top of page 276. Hayoytze Lederech, v'poyale ma'iz palalu. V'seyde tefillah sederech v'beis ha-medrash. B'sha'as adchak. Okay, that's a very interesting halacha. It says the following. B'sha'as adchak, somebody is in a difficult circumstance. It's kugoyim, such as shuba derech. A person is in the way. Or he's in a place that is particularly bothered. The Yorei, and he's concerned, Shafsi Kuhu, people stop him and bother him. Or he's bothered, he thinks that he won't be able to daven a long, proper Shemoneh Esrei. Mispalel, he should daven, Achar Sholosh Rishonos Avineinu. Okay, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us there's a concept of Tfilas Avineinu. Avineinu, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the words of Avineinu, but Tur brings it down, the Beis Yosef brings it down. What it is, basically what it is, it's a very, very short version of Shemoneh Esrei. The beginning of Shemoneh Esrei is identical, the first three brachas are identical, but then over here, it's a shorter version. It just boils down really to the main element of each bracha. Every bracha, just its main, its key component, and all those brachot merged into one bracha called Havineinu. This bracha is Havineinu, so this Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that, you know what, under some circumstances, Havineinu can be said. On a regular day, don't say Havineinu. But if you're in the way, and you're really concerned that it's just not going to happen, I won't be able to have proper kavanah to have on a proper Shemoneh Esrei, or you're just otherwise extremely busy and told, then Shulchan Aruch says, you can just rely on me and say Tfilas Havineinu. You're not going to be able to daven a proper Shemoneh Esrei with all the 19 brachas. You're not going to be able to concentrate, so say Tfilas Havineinu. Again, the first three brachas are identical. The end of Shemoneh Esrei is the same too, but all the middle brachas are condensed into one Tfilas Havineinu. So again, B'sha'asat chak, under extreme circumstances, k'goin such as shu baderech, he's on the way. Hoisha oimet b'mokum shu torit, in a place that he's particularly bothered. V'yoren is concerned shafsiku, he's going to be stopped. Hoisha liyuchal ispal b'kavon tefillah aruka, he won't be able to daven a long tefillah. Mispalil ach ha'sholash rishonos, he should be davening after first week brachas, havineinu, the tefillah called havineinu. V'oima achareyom, and afterwards he should say, sholash achon is the last part of Shemoneh Esrei. V'tzorich la'ibra me'umot, Havineinu needs to be said while standing. V'kshagia le'beisoy, and when he reaches home, safely, safe and sound, he reaches the destination. Eino tzorich lachzor, he doesn't have to say a full Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, Avineinu is Yoitze by saying Avineinu. Ve'enu mispala Avineinu be'moyis hakshomim. You know how to say in days of rain, you don't say Avineinu, because it is a, Avineinu cannot be said in days of rain, be'moyis hakshomim in the winter. Ve'loi b'motze Shabbos, and not on Motze Shabbos, v'yomtev and not on Motze Yomtev. Okay. Where is it? It's brought down in Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. The truth is, I must say, I remember seeing, it's very interesting. I remember seeing an antique siddur. I remember seeing an antique siddur that actually had a Tfilas Avineinu in the back. It's very, very short. But the contemporary siddurim, I don't think I've got. Have you ever seen Tfilas Avineinu printed? I've seen a very old siddur that actually has it in. But I don't think a regular siddur has got it. Your bar mitzvah siddur. Pardon? The old?
Short
because I wasn't, so it might have that as well. Could be.
And the reason it's not in there is because it's frowned upon these days.
No, so it's interesting. The Bialocha is actually asking that your very question. Why is it that we don't say Tfilas Avineinu anymore? Surely we're also occasionally in situations that would be suitable to say a short Tfilas Avineinu. It's a good question. Are you having a rush? Ever happens that you need a journey or you can't concentrate for long Shemoneh Esrei? So why don't we say Tfilas Avineinu? Have you ever heard anybody saying Tfilas Avineinu? Ever heard of anybody saying that? So why don't we?
It's probably because now we have such little kavanah anyway. You can make it so short.
Absolutely. Very good. Very, very good. That's pretty much what the Bialocha says. Very good. So Bialocha asked that question. If you look on the top right of it, Bialocha says, "Oy shiluchel roitzleim, pibne roif tir doisa v'shuchol." Ve'kayoyim nowadays, ein noagin lispadal avineinu machmas atirdo. Nowadays, we don't say Tfilas Avineinu anymore because when somebody's bothered, why is that? V'nirali atam laze. The reason seems to me, says the Bialocha, t'lichoyre kosher adin shulchan aruch. Okay, I'm just skipping a few lines. Please allow me to skip. You know what? All the way to the last two lines of the Bialocha. Inami mipneishim bonu lekatze kayoim. If you were to shorten Shemoneh Esrei nowadays, machmas tirda because of people are particularly bothered. Loi nispale leolam will end up never davening. Tfilah shleima will never daven a proper tfilah. Mipnei roiv atid because we're always so busy. But when it's Nur Rabim, Rabbi Yosef, what do you think about that? We'll never end up davening. We'll always have excuses. I'm so busy today. It's such a busy, hectic day. I just can't. So everybody's going to end up davening Avineinu every single day, three times a day. Says the Bialocha, that's why Avineinu is not relevant anymore. In the olden days, like Mr. Ezekiel mentions, in the olden days where the people normally would daven properly, proper shachis, have proper mincha, have proper ma'ariv. So sometimes it would happen that in an emergent situation, person would daven Avineinu. Okay, it can happen. But nowadays, we're going to end up davening every single day Avineinu. Any reason. Pardon? Yeah, because of the years of the Yiddish Doyes, we just can't rely on the Avineinu anymore. We can't. Yeah.
What's my point
here?
Do you have
any Avineinu in the winter? We'll get to that shortly. Let's hear what the Mishnah Berurah says. So this, however, let's get clear. The whole Avineinu is something which is for Shas Adchak. The Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten Aleph, avoloi b'Shas Adchak, if it's not an emergent situation, Hamrino Begmore, the Abai light amount of Mispala Avineinu. Abai used to curse people. He used to say Avineinu if it was necessary. Of course, if it's necessary, Abai was okay with Avineinu. But if people who just for convenience would end up saying Avineinu, that would be wrong. Mikil Mokim, nevertheless, Bidyavid Yotso, your Yotze, under any circumstance, if you say Avineinu, your Yotze Bidyavid, either way. And you wouldn't have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Ele Rabbi is choylek and he's machmir afilu b'diavet. So there's a machloik is about it, as to whether b'diavet or yoitze, if you daven Avineinu, and he wasn't a shasat chak. Machloik is achonim if you're yoitze or not. So if cotton gimel, Avineinu, shikol elis kol ha-brochas am tzoyis, it includes all the middle brochas in one condensed tefillah. I'm betur, but Beis Yosef is nuscha v'perusha. The Beis Yosef brings down the entire nuscha v'avineinu. Sivkot and Dalet Mishnah Berurah teaches us, Shibimokim tefillah, me'umot, you have to stand for avineinu, Shibimokim tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei b'Shas Adchak, Kivin shekol kulel is kuloi. you need to daven it's standing because it's on, it's instead of a Shmoyne Esser. Therefore, you have to stand for it. And Siv Cotton, hey, Feinu Mispal Mibnishtoch Lomer V'Sein Tal Umoto B'Virchas Hashonim. So, answering your question, why is it that in the winter you can't say Avinenu? The answer is because we need to say V'Sein Tal Umoto in the Broch of Birchas Hashonim. Boy Choleinu, we need to say V'Sein Tal Umoto. And that you won't be able to see in Avinenu. Avinenu was never a takona of V'Sein Tal Umoto in Avinenu. They could have, but they didn't. I hear that. That's a good point. Lemaisa, the nusach which I saw is that the poskim explained that they never made a nusach which would help us out from Imoisak Shomim. They could have. I don't know why they didn't. Yeah, it's true. I don't know why they didn't, but that's the nusach. V'motze Shabbos v'yom tov tzorich loyma avdola. And again, motze Shabbos and motze yom tov, you also can't rely on Avinenu because you need to say in atochen antonu. And you need to say, you need to make Avdol in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and that again is not catered for in the Baruch Avinenu. I'm not sure by Yalev Yovi. It appears that Yalev Yovi, they made the Takon of Yavlo. I think so. Okay, good, fine. Okay, we'll stop over here. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll continue. See you base tomorrow, Mitzvah.